It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. The mostly complete score of a Verdi opera that experts had long ago given up hope of finding was recently discovered in a basement in Berlin. Verdi set the opera The Power of Fate to a German-language libretto by Blauel Wittling, a poet who ran a women's-only writer's commune on the banks of the Spree River just north of Berlin. Verdi wanted, apparently, to create a new kind of opera in an epic heroic style after being blown away by Wagner's opera Lohengrin in 1871 at the opera's Italian premiere. The story in Fate has a lot of similarities with Wagner's Ring, but also includes a lot of original material. Verdi apparently intended to write an overture for this opera, but never quite got around to it. But the rest of the score is available in Berlin. Violinist Chad Hoops, who used to play a Strad, now plays a Zig. Hoops went from playing a Strad made in 1713 to playing a Zig made in 1991. Strads were made in Italy more than 300 years ago by Antonio Stradivari. Almost ever since, aficionados have tried to figure out what made them so special. Was it the wood? Was it the varnish, which changes the way the wood vibrates? Was it something else? Zigs, on the other hand, are made in Samuel Zygmuntowicz's studio in Brooklyn. He's made violins for Joshua Bell, Maxim Vengerov, and Lilo Josefowicz, and also a cello for Yo-Yo Ma. Mr. Hoop's Zig is a copy of a Guarneri del Gesù that was made for Isaac Stern, who owned the original instrument. If Strads were considered the Rolls-Royce of the trade, writer John Marchesi wrote, those by Guarneri del Gesù were Jaguars. Erratically made, but powerful and distinctive. There were so many things I liked in this violin in the first few minutes, Hoop said. With some Strads, it takes years. Hoop says he now believes one violin is not necessarily better than another. They're just different. Hoops will play his Zig in three concerts at Lincoln Center in the next 2 weeks, on Thursday in two Chamber Music Society concerts. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbach.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And listen every weekday at noon for the Most Wanted Hour with Linda Cassidy, playing your top 100 classical hits. I'm Randy Kinkle for KBOX This Week in Classical Music, member-supported 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.